The USQ's Shakespeare in the Park Festival is about to re-emerge in Queen's Park, Toowoomba, albeit at a different time of year. And who should know more what's happening than the director?
With me is Scott Alderdice, and a familiar name to people who've been to Shakespeare in the Park. This is number what, Scott?
This is the fourth one that I've done, but this is the eighth festival show.
Now, everyone is hard at work here putting finishing touches to your set,
mm-hmm.
and you've chosen A Midsummer Night's Dream
yep.
for this year. This isn't the first production of this Shakespeare.
This is about the 10th year anniversary of Midsummer, so we haven't done it for 10 years. So there's a whole generation of people out there who have certainly never seen it, and we sort of thought that it would be a good one as a celebration of 10 years. We've been taking Shakespeare's. In the first instance, we took Midsummer's at the Empire, so that was into a very big venue and a big community show. So now this one is in the park.
You're not afraid to be venturesome in interpreting Shakespeare, are you?
Not really. You know, I think it's our job is to push the boundaries. But it's also to do with the fact that, you know, I'm very aware of the fact that we've got a Generation Y, Generation Z audience that have a suspicion of Shakespeare. And so it's really important that we aim our interpretation at their sensibilities and at their aesthetic. So that what's great to hear is you can is when people walk out of the gate, they're actually saying, it didn't seem like Shakespeare. You know, for their, you know, if they're not aware of the versified language and those sort of things, then I think we've had a win.
Do you believe that William was progressive in his day?
I think he was, and I think he was, you know, a real agent provocateur. He had a lot of hits at the hierarchy, at the nobility. He picked up on all the contemporary issues, particularly sexual relations and relationship politics and all of those sort of things, and it's interesting that they are immediately interpretable for today's environment.
Tell us about the cast you've assembled for this year.
We've got our third-year actors who are making up the Mechanicals, who are the clown players. They've been working on clown for about 12 months, and then we've also got about seven alumni actors, so they're graduates from as far back as 2002. They've been out working in the industry, both in Australia and overseas. And as about early this year, when I started contacting them and telling them about this production, they've started to free themselves up and make themselves available for coming and spending 6 weeks in Toowoomba.
Do you want to give the main players a plug?
As in the main actors?
Yes.
Well, Sasha Yanowitz has just come back from a short stint in Russia. That's where Sasha originated from. He's an award-winning playwright and actor. He's played the Kursk, toured all around Australia and has been seen in Europe. He's back to play Oberon. We've got Kate Murphy and Christopher Hunter. They played Romeo and Juliet in the 2008 production of Romeo and Juliet here in the park. They both work out of Brisbane. Hannah Ellis, who was in the 2009 production, and Matt Walsh came back from Germany especially to do this one.
And what do you think is going to characterise this particular performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream?
I think the contemporary nature of it. I mean, we've got a lot of modern music in there. We've taken some of the text and turned them into songs, into modern songs. And so we're trying to discover a different sort of an approach to this and a real celebratory approach, a real party atmosphere. The play was actually written for performance at a wedding reception. The Elizabethans knew how to party. And so when you realise that, it's a play that has a lot of irreverence, a lot of buffoonery. You know, it's for people who are celebrating. It's for people who are having a good time. And so we've tried to bring that element into the park.
Yes, so imagine parties here in Queen's Park while it's going on. Then,
oh, absolutely,
Scott.
Yeah. I think, you know, it has a festive atmosphere. It's packed with lots of laughs and, you know, it's very fast-paced. And so, you know, we would hope that that groups are able to sort of be watching it and commenting and calling out loud and joining in the dances and all of that sort of stuff.
I remember we were giving publicity to you and Carolyn Taylor-Smith looking for wedding dresses.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to see 60 of them, are we?
I think there's probably a few more of them up on the big flower now. The flower's just going up now. Yeah, I don't know how many are finally on the flower, but it's a 5.5 metre tall flower made of the wedding dresses, which were generously donated in by people from all over the region.
So it's a different concept, I suppose, to come up with an idea like that.
Yeah, well, the thing is that a magic flower is used to make people fall in and out of love within the play. Given the play is about relationships, given that the play ends in a whole series there, I've given it away now, the play ends in a whole series of weddings, and given that the play was written for a wedding reception performance. We sort of thought, well, okay, that if this flower of love were made of wedding dresses that come from eras as far back as 1920, where some of the dresses come, then it's made up of different people's stories of their own love and their own relationships.
Well, I hope too many who wore those wedding dresses didn't fall out of love, Scott.
No, I hope. Yeah, I guess there's lots of different reasons why people were prepared to donate the dresses to us, because unfortunately I can guarantee them that they won't be getting the dresses back.
Now, you're doing a number of performances of Shakespeare in the Park. How many?
We're doing, I think it's about 7 performances here in Toowoomba. Then we go to Fraser Coast, and then we go to Brisbane.
Well, we'll wish you a great run and no weather problems like we've seen
in the
previous.
Park. Oh, it's always a part of being out in the park. One of the great joys is working out in the park. It's a festive occasion. It's different than going to an in-house theatre. And it's fantastic at 9:30 at night when the clouds come over and you can see the stars and a few bats flying around. So, you know, I mean, they're the good things. So you have to take a bit of cold weather sometimes, and you have to take a bit of, a few spots of rain sometimes. You take it all with the package. I'd just say people should bring all sorts of weather gear, blankets and, you know, everything for a good time out in the park.
Well, you never know what it's going to be like in Toowoomba. I think locals will know all about that, but maybe some of the visitors need to be appraised.
Yeah, I think Toowoomba audiences remind me a lot of Melbourne audiences in going to shows in the park. They absolutely come prepared. They know that, you know, they could get any sort of weather. They could get 4 different sorts of weather in one night. So they come prepared and they have a good time.
Great to talk with you, Scott.
Thanks very much, Gooden.
Scott Alderdice, director of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
And for your tickets to the Shakespeare in the Park Festival, if you haven't already got them, contact the Empire Theatre box office on 1300 655 299. And A Midsummer Night's Dream is on from Friday the 7th of October, also the 8th and the 9th, and again from the 13th to the 15th of October, 6:30 p.m. each evening in Queen's Park in Toowoomba.